That is the music, and that's the laughter of Frank Sullivan and the Dirty Kitchen Band. I know I've been talking about it like for an hour or more, but they're really, really here. Right, guys?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, we're here now. Thanks for having us, Katie.
Oh, thank you so much. So much for being here.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, you know, I think I'm going to stand up, too. Why not?
All right. Let's stand, shall we?
Yes. So, Frank, tell us about, for the uninitiated, who you are and what you guys are doing here.
Okay, I'm Frank Sullivan, and Dirty Kitchen is the name of the band, and we are here to make some noise for people. We've been on an Alaska tour. We started up in Fairbanks. We landed up there last week, and it was like 35 below, and mm-hmm. so we're here, and it's in the 30s, and it feels like the tropics, you know?
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
we spent the week in Anchorage doing workshops and performances at the Anchorage Folk Festival, and that was going on this week.
How was that?
Oh, it was great. We so honored to be there as the guest artists, and, you know, just had a really great time. People were requesting our songs and multiple standing ovations, and I thought to myself, well, man, I want to take those people with me wherever I go.
Where have those people
been? Yeah, where have they been, you know?
Alaskans are enthusiastic music fans.
They sure are. And you know, I'm Alaskan. I don't live here anymore, but I definitely, like Mike says here, our banjo man, he says, Frank bleeds Alaska everywhere he goes.
And so, I think there's something about maybe Alaska that sort of breeds, if you will, this kind of music. I don't know. Am I wrong?
I think it's just the whole organic aspect of acoustic music that people love. You know, it's really lively and energetic, and it's like closer. It hits closer to the heart than some other music, I think. But you know, I think people in Alaska are definitely more in tune to that than most, for sure. They really connect to that.
Well, speaking of connecting, let's meet the band.
All right. Well, over here on guitar, he's filling in with the band right at the moment. He's an incredible guitar player, and you're going to hear him play a song here in a little bit. We'll play you a tune. But he hails from down in Seattle, and he's got a band called Northern Departure. This is Chris Luquette. And then on the bass, a friend of mine. Yay, yay, everybody clap. Yay.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
And on the bass, a dear friend of mine from Anchorage, he now has a home in Lyons, Colorado, but is shortly moving back east because he's the newest member of the band, and got to play a lot of music with him and his dad up in Anchorage when I lived there. And on the banjo, a world-touring musician, has been on Grammy-nominated records and played with all kinds of famous musicians and lets us make music with him. This is Mike Munford on the banjo.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, Mike, member of the banjo, you're from...
Well, the Baltimore area,
the Baltimore.
Actually.
Okay.
Living in southern PA now.
Okay. Okay, and Danny,
Yes. You're
from...
Anchorage, Alaska.
Okay.
Danny Booth.
Yeah. Well,
all
gosh,
right.
It's great
Shall
to meet
Shall we play you a tune?
I think so.
All right, let's do it. Here's one that John Stewart from the Kingston Trio wrote, and a friend of mine, Ginger Boatwright, learned me this one, and it's called, what did I say it already? July, You're a Woman. It goes like this.
I just as soon right now pull on over to the side of the road and show you what I mean. Na 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 na. Won't you lie, you're a woman more than anyone I've ever known. Well, I can't keep my eyes on the white line out before me when your hand is on my collar and you're talking in my ear. And I used to run around with a gypsy girl named Shannon, the daughter of the devil. Ain't it strange that I shouldn't mention her to you? Haven't thought of her in years. Yeah. Na 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 na. Na 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 na. Oh, July, you're a woman more than anyone I've ever known. Beside me and I'm drunk out of my mind, merely from the fact that you are here. And I have not been known as a saint of San Joaquin. I'd just as soon right now, baby, pull on over to the side of the road and show you what I mean. Na 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 na. Anyone I've ever known, such a woman, more than anyone I've ever known. Well, July, you're a woman,
Awesome.
Thank you. Oh my gosh.
You know, I mean, I've had people play in here before, but I never had this many instruments and this surround sound. And oh my gosh, yeah. It was just so exciting.
You're right in the middle of the band.
This is so cool.
It is surround sound. We're surrounding you. You're surrounded.
folks who are listening, you're surrounded by Frank Sullivan and the Dirty Kitchen Band. Frank Sullivan, formerly of Juno.
Yeah.
When did you live in Juno?
Well, I spent a lot of time here. I had a girlfriend that lived here and actually had a long-distance relationship and with her. I was living in Anchorage at the time, and then, you know,
I was living in Baltimore.
And, yeah, Mike was in Baltimore, and Danny was in Anchorage, too, and not sure what Chris was doing at that time, but...
jamming.
I think he was still in diapers, but no, not really.
But still jamming.
And her name is Leah. She ended up marrying me, and I think...
Yes, Leah Sturgis.
Yes, I got definitely
artist.
Got the better end of the deal. And
Yes, she comes from a great family here in Juno.
Yes, her mother and her mother's sisters and Grace and the Elliots.
Yeah, can't miss them.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah, well, yeah, Grace, of course, is a blues goddess here, and she does the Friday Timeline show.
Yeah.
Her aunt, yeah.
You know, and Leah did a show here, too, for a while.
I think
like 6 years. For 6 years straight, I think she did a show.
The best thing about living here, besides Eagle Crest, is hosting a radio show.
There you go.
And getting to have people like you come in.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, so now, how did you all... Did I already ask you how you all got together? I asked you off the air, I think. Maybe you can tell us.
Well, you know... I moved back east in 2003. I auditioned for the United States Navy Band, and I met Michael
now,
there.
Do you have to be in the Navy to do that?
It's called the United States Navy Band. Yep, I had to go through boot camp and all of that stuff. Yes, indeed.
For the music.
Yeah, yeah. Otherwise, it would be called something else, I think. I met Danny, like, I don't know if I said it on air, but yes. We were talking about it earlier. I met Danny when he was, you know, when I was 18, when I first moved up here. Mm-hmm. And then auditioned for that, the Navy
and
band.
And you were 12 at the time, right?
I was 14.
14. Okay. Just a sweet, young, innocent, tender thing. And so 2003, moved back east, and that's where I met Mike on the banjo. You're hearing him on the banjo. And I met Mike
that
Munford.
Was just lovely. Yeah.
He was playing a gig at this place called Madam's Organ in D.C. And
yeah,
that's the real name of the place. It's in a part of town called Adams Morgan.
Kind of a funky area.
Yeah, it's a little funky place. Funky area.
Okay.
Actually, that place reminds me of the Alaskan Hotel before the Alaskan had its facelift here a while back. But anyway. Mike was up on stage with another friend of mine, and I got invited to go play music up on stage and, play a couple of tunes with the guys. And Mike, of course, he's over there rolling his eyes. Oh, another guy coming up to fill in and play. Oh, gosh, And it was immediate, to me, it was immediate, connection, and we were, giddy. It felt like we were giddy on stage going, ooh, this is fun. We're making some music and, just kind of bubbled up inside a little bit,
And it was a rhythmic connection.
Rhythmic connection going on, and just a musical connection. And Mike and I have recorded a couple of records together now, and through the Music Circles and Wintergrass, this festival in Seattle.
Oh, I've heard about that. That's
it's a really great festival. I met Chris Luquette down there officially and kind of hung out with him a bit last February, so it's almost a year ago now. But I'd seen him around a little bit and heard about him, you got to hear this kid Chris, yada, yada, yada. And he is filling in with us on this trip and doing a great job on the guitar.
Oh, my God.
So that's how I met everybody. So, Danny, how did you meet everybody?
Craigslist,
yeah.
Now your album, which you've just released, Dirty Kitchen.
Yeah, actually, it's not just. We released it August 17th of 2010.
Okay.
And so this summer we're hoping to get in the studio again and record a new record, but it's been getting a lot of airplay, and it's gotten great reviews, and, I just... really honored that people dig something that we put together,
Oh, well, July, You're a Woman is absolutely beautiful. Now, where did that song come from?
A guy by the name of John Stewart from the Kingston Trio wrote that. And actually, I think the Kingston Trio did it. Then a band in the late 60s called Red, White, and Bluegrass did it. And my friend Ginger Boatwright was in that band, and she showed me that song after I moved up to Alaska. She now lives in Eagle River, just outside of Anchorage. And
Kingston Trio, I'm just flashing on their album that was owned by my parents, the Kingston Trio.
Yeah.
Standing there. Yeah, it was a fixture in our home.
Folk music at its finest.
Yes. Well, I think you guys are itching to play another tune.
Sure.
I'm sure our audience's ears are itching to hear another one.
Well, let's do another song. You want an instrumental, or you want something to sing here? I got a song about the long distance relationship I was talking about earlier.
I think we need to hear that.
All right. Yeah, a little story behind this song. I was living in Anchorage, and Leah was living here, and she called me up, and said we need to talk. And I thought, whoa.
We need to talk opening line.
Yeah, exactly. You're in trouble when your girl says that. And I thought, well, why start now,
No problem there.
Yeah, we didn't have any problems, no.
Until she wanted to talk.
Husband loved that line. That's a good one.
And I wrote this song, and she came up, and, she ended up marrying me anyway, so... Here's a little tune called, send this out to Leah, it's called Day to Day. It goes like this. One, two, three. Day to day, just ain't the
same without you. When I'm out there searching for the things I need to do, we could talk about the times we need to see, but understand the man I'm trying to be. There are oceans between us, and I cannot seem to swim. And I know that I love you, and your heart I've tried to win. I could try and love you from here, but distance holds a key that unlocks a fear. And all I want is our love to stay, but every time I come, I have to go away. There are roads out before me, and I cannot take them all. With my wheels turning forward, your love no more will fall. Times ahead there are, where thoughts of all our space will seem too far. So forgive me for the things I do, and I'm sorry for the pain I put you through. Now my heart is slowly breaking, and your love no more is mine. It has faded with the sunset, but in my mind will always shine.
Well, we had that one surrounded.
That was great.
Well, you know, while we're in town, we're going to be playing a show on Wednesday night that is sold out, unfortunately, for those who didn't get their tickets.
I can't imagine why.
Come on down and get turned away. No.
I don't know. After this, people are going to be banging on the door.
Well, you know, they can go online, I guess, and find information about us. And if, you know, folks wanted to get information to...
Right,
you know,
if you go to dirtykitchenband.com.
Yeah.
You got a really nice website.
Well, thanks. Yeah, dirtykitchenband.com, and, you know, we have a Facebook page and, you know, Twitter
and all YouTube. YouTube. I think YouTube's coming down to check us out, too. And
YouTube?
Yeah.
Oh, YouTube is coming down? Yeah. Oh, they're going to film it, too. Yeah, okay.
YouTube has lots of filmers.
They sure do. The whole world. Anyhow, yeah, that's going to be Wednesday night at the Gold Town Nickelodeon Theater. And actually, we wanted to come to town and do something, not on a huge scale. Mm-hmm. Wanted it to be an intimate concert setting and really connect with people, you know. And we had talked about maybe doing it here at the Jack or whatever, but none of that. Nothing came to fruition except the whole idea of wanting to do it, like I say, on that really more intimate smaller level.
Well, it's a great venue, and it
sure
is nice for that kind of thing. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, we'd like to thank, Ridgeway and Colette for letting us use the place, come down there and dirty the kitchen down there.
Well, speaking of that, now, tell us how Dirty Kitchen, the name of the band, how'd that come about?
Okay, well, as a kid, I grew up in a large family, a huge family, actually. I'm an only child. Anyway, that was supposed to be funny.
That right there is pretty funny.
No, my dad is ninth of 10 kids, so I have a lot of aunts and uncles. And my dad's mom, my grandmother, her and her sisters would tour around and play shows like in vaudeville and, you know, vaudeville style shows. And my grandmother was a tumbler, and I heard that she had even ridden a unicycle and played the fiddle, you know, and just, you know,
whoa,
cool.
Talk about multitasking.
Yeah, really. Anyway, she passed on this love of music to all of her kids and, you know, all my aunts and uncles. And I'm the youngest of the first cousins. So, you know, I grew up with all of these incredible musicians to look up to. You know, I have an aunt in the Western Swing Hall of Fame.
So it's kind of in your blood, it sounds like.
Well, either that or just I'm just a product of my surroundings. And then on my mom's side, you know, my mother's mom, you know, my grandmother on my mom's side, you know, her uncles and aunts and whatnot were all concert violinists and cellists, and my grandfather played guitar and sang, and my mom plays guitar and sings too, and my dad plays, you know, banjo and yada yada. Anyway, so we would get together for these big family gatherings, and big pots of food would come out, and, you know, just have these huge meals, and instruments start coming out after everybody gets their belly full, you know, and playing music. And
so just part of the family
the
tradition.
Hours. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so that camaraderie is kind of like what we want to do with the Dirty Kitchen experience, and people can find information on our website about it too, but where we go in on the house concert model and, you know, cook a big meal. I'll go in and cook a big meal, and we'll all get to hang and really connect with people on a different level than just going to go play a concert, you know. So we'll have the meal, and we'll, you know, hang out and have a couple of drinks or whatever it might be, and then play the concert. And like I say, instead of just, you know, really helping make fans, it helps make friends, you know.
And community.
And community.
Yeah, I find that really interesting because
sure.
It seems like, you know, I don't know if you know Marion Call from Anchorage, but she's been doing this sort of, she's a singer-songwriter who's doing sort of the house concert model.
Mm-hmm.
She doesn't cook, but she, you know, does small
Well, how does she eat?
In concert. Because she doesn't cook for the concert.
Oh, anyway. I see.
Yeah. But anyway, I think it's kind of, maybe it's like the local vore version of musicianship. You know, you're going back to the garden, you're going back to the people's living room and saying, hey, you know, we want to have this connection with our audience.
Right. And, you know, back in the day, people didn't have, you know, television really. I mean, they may have had radio, but they would get together around a piano and sing and play, or grab a couple of instruments and sing and play. And that's how families, you know, would end the evening. You know, a lot of families, you know, not every family, but.
And I'm curious about the rest of you. Did you all grow up in families like this where, you know, music was just kind of part of it?
Definitely.
That's Danny speaking there.
Yeah. My dad's, he's a professional musician in Alaska for many years. So it was always in the house, country and bluegrass, both kinds of music.
Yeah. How about you, Chris?
Definitely not. No, actually, what I mean by that is music was always around, and that's, you know, we love to listen to it, and my mom loves to dance to it and whatnot, but I was kind of the first one to pick up and play and decide, hey, I'd like to play with other people and eventually go to Alaska and play, so... Worked out for me, though. I love doing it. So
and you came from where to Alaska?
Seattle.
Seattle.
I'm of this band right now on this tour, I'm the closest. I can relate. Well, I guess.
Only an hour away.
I know, right, yeah.
As far as time zones, I can almost
throw a rock to where I live there in Seattle, but, yeah.
I'm similar to Chris in that way. My family loves music, but nobody played an instrument, but there was, you know, plenty of classical music being played around the house. My brother listened to all the 60s and 70s rock stuff going on, but first one to get an instrument, first one to see one live and in person.
Yeah, and one of the finest players on the planet. Yeah.
So it sounds like two of you had the kind of musical family thing. The other one, it was your family appreciated music, but you wanted to play it. Okay.
Yep.
So we got a balance here.
Because,
you know, one thing that when I was in Ireland years ago, what really struck me was it was like singing and playing was sort of like eating. You know, everybody just did it.
It's just part of what people do. Yeah. I remember going, like a pivotal moment when I was in high school going to a party and, you know, people were, you know, drinking and listening to loud, you know, kind of obnoxious music and, you know, making out on the staircase or whatever it might have been, you know, and I remember having
party.
This. Yeah, Mike says, a good party. No, I remember this moment going like, what's going on? Nobody has instruments? What kind of party is this, you know?
It's a lot more fun.
Yeah, it totally is fun. I mean,
now the parties are the same. We just have instruments, right?
Yeah, we bring the party wherever we go.
There you go. All right, you guys got a party song for us?
Sure, yeah. Well, Mike wrote this next one, and he showed it to me here a while back, and he says it's kind of an explosive tune. I call it M80, and I said, well, I think it's more than explosive, you know. You should call it C4. And he says, well, I play the 5-string banjo, so maybe we should call it
C5. But you know, in honor of Juno, I'm going to call it Wouldn't You Know.
Wouldn't you know?
All right. It's very creative, Mike.
Just today.
All right. So, okay.
Here we go.
The special version of Wouldn't You Know. I'm not an audience of one. I know you're all listening.
Thank you, audience, for your applause.
Oh, my gosh. This is just so much fun to have you all here.
Oh.
So you've been at the Folk Festival in Anchorage.
Yep.
And, well, you know, when you're from Juneau, you think that you have, like, the only folk festival.
Oh,
right?
It's a great folk festival down here.
We call it the Alaska Folk Festival.
Yeah.
So
well,
I'm
it
really
is
curious
the
about
Alaska
this.
Folk Festival after all.
Right. But I'm curious about this Anchorage thing. You know, I mean, it sounds like it's enthusiastic crowds and workshops and the whole nine yards.
Yeah, we played on Friday night. We played a couple of dances, too, but we played on Friday night, and it was at the Wendy Williamson Auditorium, and there was over 1,000 people there. All the seats were filled, and there was people standing on the sides, and completely into what we were doing. It was really, really cool. You know,
that sounds incredible.
Yeah, it was great for people to, you know, finally have something to do. You know, it's been cold and snowy.
Had you ever had an experience like that, Danny and Frank, and being Alaskans in Alaska?
Not at the Alaska Anchorage Folk Festival. Both me and Frank had been to that a lot. Actually, I went to it a lot growing up, but never an experience where it was that full and that just exciting.
So that must have been quite a moment for y'all.
Yeah, it was great.
I mean,
great
crowd.
You know, we play for, you know, large festivals all over the country, and it's really great to be, you know, for me, and I'm sure Danny too, to come home and play as the guest artist in a, you know, like hometown style, definitely. You know, and have everybody out and really supporting what you've been doing and working hard at, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, I haven't played up here since 2002. You know,
it's been quite a while.
Yeah, it's been a while.
Oh, gosh.
Almost 10 years.
Now, did you do some workshops as well?
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Danny did a quote unquote bass wampin' workshop. That's what it said.
He's got a stand up bass right here.
I think it said wampin'.
A wampin'?
Yeah, it said bass wampin'.
Yeah, I don't really know what that is, but I did it.
He womped all over that thing.
But we walked in and you were dismantling the bass, so we don't know what was happening.
Yeah.
So demonstrated.
Did you have some enthusiastic students?
I had a lot of students, actually. There was 20, 25 people in there, and they were mesmerized by my disassembling of the instruments.
Yeah, this is a travel bass, so it looks like a regular bass,
oh
but the neck joint is, you know, it kind of folds, and the neck folds back inside of it. It's a Charlie Chadwick folding bass. He's a buddy of ours. And anyway, yeah, it's a really great piece of engineering for sure to be able to travel with a, you know, a regular
upright bass. So it just folds up into a suitcase?
Well, it's a big flight case, but it's the size of the body.
It's pretty remarkable.
Mm-hmm.
Usually don't pay any extra charges for it and just pull it behind me wherever I go, and it's real easy.
Yeah.
Well, that's fascinating. Who knew?
And Chris had a guitar workshop, and I was in the back trying to heckle him a little bit, and right before his workshop, I had a mandolin workshop, and seemed like there was some folks out that really had some great questions, and, you know, people were really into what we were doing, and, you know, it's really inspiring for me to be able to, instead of going somewhere and say, hey, man, what kind of strings do you use? You know, you go to a workshop. Hey, man, what kind of pick do you use? I mean, you know, some of those questions are fine and dandy, but it's really neat to go like, well, how do you, you know, whatever.
Well,
you
took the words right out of my mouth because, you know, I'm obviously a great appreciator of music because I play music on the radio.
Well, and you have us in here, too,
yeah,
so that's great.
But,
thank
but
you.
But really, I mean, you know, how do you get to that level, to that, you know, from plateau to plateau, and when you just, it's like, you know, like, so to speak, the back of your hand.
Yeah.
It must take a lot of practice and patience, I think, at some point.
Well, I think of it as a language, really, because once you know how to, you know the basics of it, you know, you start thinking that way, you know, and you maybe even dream that way after a while, you know. I think it just comes with time and practice and
so it just becomes part of your
yourself,
sort of, your
know?
Brain matter.
Yeah, you just get, and you get your muscle memory going and you get
that's
this
I mean.
Pad of knowledge, you know, that you can rely on, you know, as opposed to just, you know, guessing at it all the time. You know, if you put in the time and study, you can actually, you know, play something, you know, meaningful as opposed to just playing it. You're actually making music, you know. Mm-hmm. So
it really, I think, really starts from listening and loving music, you know. If you don't love the music, you're not going to get very far with it. So if you love it, then
that's the start.
That's a great foundation to bounce off of.
Mm-hmm. Yes, indeed. Well, shall we play another tune here, fellas?
Think so.
Let's get Danny to sing one here. Which one do you want to do, Danny?
Let's do...
Back home again.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Let's do Home Again.
All right. There's a... We like to introduce songs kind of literally, you know. We actually played with a guy in back east, and he introduced a song one time I thought was super funny. He says, yeah, let's do a song. He was talking to the audience. Well, we're going to do a song now. It's about love that has faded. It's called Faded Love. And I thought that was pretty interesting. So this is a song about wanting to go back home again.
It's called I Want to Go Back Home Again.
That's it.
Who knew?
Genius. Pure genius.
You ready?
Yeah.
One, two, three, and...
I wanna go back home again. See Mom and Dad and be with my old friends. I wanna walk down that old dirt road, ease my mind of a heavy load. I've been away too long. Streets are wearing me down. The
that don't fit in. But maybe I am playing in a game and I can win. I wanna go back home again, see mom and dad and be with my old friends. I wanna walk down that old dirt road, ease my mind of a heavy load. I've been away too long. Not the reason that I stayed. I chased a dream on borrowed time and it took me far away. But now my life is changing, all my dreams are falling through. But holding to this memory's about all I can do. I wanna go back home again, see mom and dad and be with my old friends. I wanna walk down that old dirt road, ease my mind of a heavy load. I've been away too long. Again, see mom and dad and be with my old friends. I wanna walk down that old dirt road, ease my mind of a heavy load. I've been away too long. I've been away too long. I've been away too long.
You said it. Definitely been away from here too long. God, that was just absolutely gorgeous. Thank
yeah,
you.
Good job, man.
Thank
good
you.
Job.
Was just low. Now, is this on an album yet?
No, we just started working that song back in. Actually, in a band I was playing with when I lived up in Anchorage with Danny's dad, Greg Booth, we played that song. The band was Rank Strangers, and we're doing a few of those songs that Danny has learned from that band.
So these are songs you probably like, kind of like heard in your sleep.
Exactly, very formative stuff.
It's really interesting.
Grew up listening to it.
Gosh, you guys, this is so great to have you here. Well
thank you so
folks,
much.
This is we're having kind of our own little private concert here on Monday Tideline with KDB because Frank Sullivan and the Dirty Kitchen Band will be at the Nickelodeon on Wednesday night, the 1st of February, starting at 7:30. It is sold out, but just for the record, at 6 o'clock, there's a jewelry show and meet and greet with Leah Sturgis.
Yeah, that's my
Frank's
wife,
lovely
Leah.
Wife.
Mm-hmm.
And you're kind of on a Alaskan and Northwest tour.
Just Alaska this time.
Oh,
I mean, that's
okay.
As Northwest as we can get, though, I guess. So, yeah, we Fairbanks and then Anchorage here in Juneau. And then we're going to Kodiak, playing in Kodiak Friday and Saturday. And then everybody goes their own separate ways. And I'm going to come back with Leah back to Juneau for a few days and visit with my niece, Maria, and Leah's mom and a few others and hang out here for a few days and then head back east.
Okay.
Yeah.
But you are headed down to Wintergrass, right?
We are playing at Wintergrass next month in February. Yep.
Okay.
I think it's the last weekend of February.
All right. And that's down in Bellevue, Washington.
Bellevue, Washington. Yes, indeed.
Okay. Well, I don't know. I think that some people might be getting their tickets at this point, so we'll see.
All right. Well, you know, there's a huge Alaska...
You know, Seattle's next door, right?
Right. Exactly. Yeah. There's a huge Alaskan contingent that goes down there. A lot of folks from Alaska go.
Yeah, Great Alaska Bluegrass Band. My next-door neighbor, as a matter of fact, yes.
All right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and some friends from Kodiak, Anchorage, and Fairbanks. A lot of folks go down there. Yeah.
Well, we have about 10 minutes left of the program. Is there anything else that you guys want to talk about or music you want to share?
Well, yeah. Why don't we pick another one that Mike wrote? What do you think, Mike? Want to do the line drive?
Or sure.
Kind of stretch this one out a little bit for the folks to listen to. This is a fun one. He could tell you a story about it when he gets tuned up, but we recorded this on our last project that we put out, I want to say last year, but now it's 2010. But, yeah, it's a really great piece that he wrote. I'm going to let him tell you about it, though.
Okay. Well, since it is really baseball season,
Mike.
And this is really a baseball town.
and a softball town.
This actually did originate to some extent in Camden Yards back in Baltimore with those hapless Orioles. They're having a kind of tough little string here in the last several years.
Go Mariners.
Yeah,
right.
They can just go.
I can't.
That's fine. Just let them go.
Okay. Well, but, guys.
This is kind of, I decided taking a ball game in the middle of the afternoon there and... You know, was in the mood to see some hitting and running, but saw quite a bit of that in the parking lot, hardly any of it in the stadium. But anyway, by the time, especially when our guys are up to bat, that's for sure, you know, it was like 10-0 bottom of the first, you know. So I was losing interest in this game very quickly until one of our guys got a line drive single. Thought, all right, there it is. That's the title. Here's the tune. So here we go, batter up. And
ready?
That's right. Strike, foul ball. Steve Reich.
Whoa. Oh, my gosh. That was incredible.
I'm working up a sweat in this cold weather.
Is your face melted yet?
Can you repeat that?
I said, is your face melted yet?
Just about. Oh, man. Gosh.
My fingers are.
That was just fantastic, all of you.
Oh,
thank
KB,
you so much.
Thank you so much for having us today.
Well, thank you to Frank Sullivan on mandolin, Mike Munford on banjo, Danny Booth on stand-up bass, and Chris Luquette.
Luquette.
I still got it wrong. Luquette on
that's
guitar.
All right. People spell my name wrong all the time.
Anyway, it was just fantastic.
No.
They want to call you Sullivan, right?
They want to call me Sullivan and ask what part of Ireland I'm from. But actually, it's Sullivan.
Well, guys, it was just fantastic to have you here. And I know that the people who have tickets, the smart people in town.
Well, the quick people, at least.
Who got those tickets, you'll be at the Nickelodeon on Wednesday night starting at 7:30. And I was... our absolute pleasure. I'm speaking for the listening audience as well as myself to have you here in the studio.
Oh, thank you so much for having us.
Thanks.
Yeah. Check us out online if you get a chance, folks.
Okay, yeah. You just go to Dirty Kitchen Band, all one word.
Yep, dirtykitchenband.com. Make it real easy. Yeah. And we got a Facebook page and Twitter. And, if you still use MySpace, we got that too. So.
Okay. I'm sure people can find you. And your latest album is Dirty Kitchen from 2010.
Mm-hmm.
But you're working on another one. So.
Yep, getting stuff ready for that this summer, hopefully.
Yeah, just get on that website and get yourself on the mailing list.
There you go.
All right. Thanks again.
Thanks, Katie.
Thank you.
Woohoo.